This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War of the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even Take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons tuning in, we're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Folks, we are here and ready to roll. Today is Tuesday, April 16, 2024. Hey, before we get started tonight, gentlemen, how about we lift up Brother Gary Stafford in prayer? Got word today that he had taken ill, and then I got word that another guest on the program has been hospitalized, and we got two others out sick, so it's like a battlefield over here.
Amen.
Kind of a microcosm of what's going on at the world at large. We're on the crust, but it looks like a major war in the Middle East. So I think we need to open up in prayer. Could y'all lift up Brother Gary for prayer tonight for healing?
John, would you like to pray? He has a blood clot in his calf.
Oh, wow. That's common after COVID. These days, that COVID vaccine does that to people.
Yeah, he didn't.
Father,
he did not take.
Father in heaven. No, go ahead. He didn't take the vaccine.
No, sir. No vaccine.
Good for him.
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, they'll take care of that for him. Lord, we pray for Gary Stafford and other members of Sean's team that are dealing with difficulties. Their health issues, their financial issues, all kinds of issues that come in with life in general. But Lord, we stand on your side. And just as a woman came to you about her daughter, and she wasn't a Jew, she was an outsider. You at first tested her faith by saying, you know, why should we take the children's food and give it to the dogs? And she humbled herself and prayed for her daughter. Her daughter didn't take any faith out of her daughter at all. Her daughter was at home. And yet, this woman's faith created a healing and a deliverance. And we pray now for these folks, Lord God, for healing and deliverance. And let our faith be enough for it to be done in the name of Jesus Christ, who died that we might live well. The life-giving Spirit who came to give life and draw us out of darkness and out of death and put us into eternal life and glory with Him. We pray in Jesus' name that your presence would overshadow these folks, touch their bodies.
Amen.
Because in your presence, everything changes, even blood clots. everything Amen. Becomes right. The blood of Jesus over them.
Amen.
The forgiveness of sins, the cleansing and healing and renewal that comes with the presence of Jesus. We pray for that now in his precious and wonderful and powerful name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I add to that, we just command that blood clot to disintegrate and move out of his body safely. We rebuke the spirit of premature death and destruction and command to loose him. Loose Brother David. Loose Brother Elvis. Loose Brother Terry. We rebuke all sickness and infirmity. All spirits of death and destruction. Command to loose him and go right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command them to be healed and made whole. Father God, loose your ministering angels to touch them right now. In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen. Amen. And I want to pray for you, Brother Shannon. Rebuke this bronchitis in your body in the name of Jesus. Command the bronchitis to back up. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We thank you, Father, for the healing virtue of Calvary, releasing this bronchitis, Father. Bronchitis, you must go because of what you know, that Jesus Christ died for Brother Shannon's sins, and that healing is the children's bread. So we speak forth to your lungs. We speak forth to your upper respiratory body. We command you to be whole, to be healed, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we call those things that are as though they are, all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
I receive that. Amen. Thank you very much.
Well, amen. Folks, Lord, we just pray for right now with Brother John, Lord God. Thank you for the anointing upon him, Lord God. We thank you, Father, going forth in power, Lord, in Jesus' name. We bind hand the enemy. We come against Satan, the demons, and powers of darkness. Lord, rebuke you in Jesus' name. Command your loose hold hearts and the minds of the people listening tonight and on the archives in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against you. Father God, we come against any curses, hexes, vinces, jexes, vexes, spells, witchcraft coming against Brother John, his family. Family, myself, my family, and Brother Shannon's family, Lord, rebuke you in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against you. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Your word will go forth in power and anointing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Brother John, the microphone's all yours.
Amen. Well, healing is the children's bread. You know, I heard that a number of times. I didn't get it right away until this. The story of the Syrophoenician woman is where it comes from. He says, you know, why should I take the children's bread and give it to someone else? And she said, well, even the dogs get the crumbs. So we get those. And we get more than crumbs because we are part of his kingdom these days. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this time. Good evening, Shannon, Joe, saints who are listening. Anyone out there within the reach of our voices, Lord God, forgive me of my sins. Give me a pure heart, a clean, clear mind. Help me to make this message simple and clear so it will be understood by all who hear it. Now, the last time I was with you guys, I spoke of creation. God created the world and everything in it, and every living thing, and even the creepy things. My sister, when she was a kid, used to call people creeps. And she didn't realize she was being biblical, but take dominion over those creepy things. So tonight, I want to talk about we as human beings, or mankind, and our purpose for being on the earth. I'm calling this message, Man the First Witness. So after God created everything for man, then God created man and made him in the image and the likeness of God. We find in Deuteronomy 4:32, he says, "And now ask now about the former days, long before your time, from the day God created human beings on the earth." This is long before anybody's time. When they use the term prehistoric times, that means there was no history. It's before history. So everything that somebody says about those times is simply a good faith idea. Because they have no history. They try and come up with measurements and other things and formulas and ideas. But the more science gets closer to looking at the Big Bang Theory, the more it lines up with creation. In Isaiah 45:18, it says, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it, but not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited." He made this whole world for us. In the beginning, when God created man, or mankind, he created them with a purpose. Genesis 1:27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." We can get a better understanding of our purpose in life, by looking at some other beginnings. When we look at the Gospel of John, it starts with "in the beginning." It points to a verse in Genesis, which says "in the beginning." It makes you think this may be a parallel passage and another beginning. Here in the Gospel of John, the first man to show up is John the Baptist. It states clearly that he came as a witness. He tells us plainly that he was not God, but he was a witness for God. And when we read John chapter 1, I love this verse 6, and then we'll read verse 7. "There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John." I love that verse. I tell every John that I meet, "I have a Bible verse for you." And it's John 1:6. "There was a man sent from God. His name was John." Verse 7 says, "He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that through him everyone might believe." Not just a few, not some, but everyone might believe. This is what a witness for God will do. God is light. They will testify about the light. In the Genesis account, the first man was Adam, or humankind, made in the image and likeness of God, to be God's witness on the earth. "If I were the image and likeness of my earthly father, walked into a store or a bank where they knew my father, they would give me the same kind of respect or disrespect they would give to my father. If my father was a man of honor, they would pass on that honor to me until I did something to defile the image." We all have honor and dignity and value in life simply because we are made in the image and likeness of God. When we do something to defile or ruin that image, we lose honor, respect, and dignity. We have the beginning in Genesis chapter 1. We have another beginning in Genesis chapter 9, when Noah and family become God's representatives on the earth. We have another beginning in the Gospel according to John, starts with "in the beginning." And the book of Acts is another beginning. It's the beginning of the church. The church is the body of Christ. Jesus is the first in all things, and his body is made up of those who put their faith in him. Jesus Christ is the new Adam, a new beginning. We know that he came to represent God. He is the expressed image of God, the exact representation of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22 says, "For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. And in verse 45 of that same chapter, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. So we have another beginning in the book of Acts. And here's what the apostles are saying in this beginning. We look at Acts chapter 1. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And then go to Acts chapter 2. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. In Acts chapter 3, you killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this. Then go to Acts chapter 5. We are witnesses of these things. So is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. So when we see the beginning of the church, those called to be witnesses, we see John the Baptist in his account as a witness. I'm inclined to see Adam in his Genesis account as a witness. We see the beginning of the church, and the apostles and the disciples are witnesses. The Holy Spirit is a witness for God and Jesus Christ. We all receive the Holy Spirit when we receive Christ. Just Acts 1:8 again. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Can we make the jump from this verse in Acts to these verses in Genesis? And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Or in Genesis 9:1, and God blessed Noah and his sons, said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Then we get the same picture in the command in Matthew 28, fits right into our being fruitful and multiplying. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And what is it that we're supposed to be teaching them? Luke 24:47 says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. So we then might consider our purpose while we're here on earth. It could very well be that we are here to be a witness for God and for Jesus Christ. When we understand our purpose here on earth is to be a witness for God, then everything we do can be a fulfillment of our purpose. We can look at the world around us and see it as it is, or we can see it the way God wants it to be. We can speak anything we want, or we can say and think, how would God say this, or how would Jesus Christ say this? We can look at how we treat people and say, how would Jesus Christ treat this person or people? We could look at our daily activity, whether work or play, and say, how would Jesus Christ go about this? If we are thinking of work, we could predict that Jesus Christ would not show up to work late every day. If we're thinking about our home, we could not imagine our home in heaven being a shack and run down and dirty. In heaven, everything is beautiful. If we are representing heaven on earth, our home should be beautiful, at least clean and orderly. We know that God is a God of order. Job says it, chapter 25, verse 2, dominion and awe belong to God. We should all give awe to God. He establishes order in the heights of the heavens. And we want to make heaven come to earth as his witnesses, right? We, humankind, are made in the image, likeness of God, to rule in God's place as a representative of God. You know, you and I are called to be witnesses for God. When the devil sees us coming, he thinks he's looking at God until we open our mouth and say something or do something. When we speak, creation listens because we represent the Creator, God, Jesus Christ, who created everything. We reveal ourselves and we reveal God on the earth by what we say and do. Now, God wants to be known. He wants to be manifest in the earth and on the earth. God uses you and I as instruments for God's voice and action. The whole world is waiting in great anticipation for us to represent God as Jesus Christ did when he was on the earth. In Romans 8, it says, for the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the revealing of the sons of God. You know, in the Amplified Version, it says, for even the whole creation, all nature, waits expectantly, longs earnestly for God's sons to be made known, waits for the revealing, the disclosing of their sonship. And we reveal who and what we are and whose we are when we say something or do something. The earth, creation itself, is waiting for us, humankind, to speak for God so it can be free from the curse that was caused by our sin. We are here as God's representative on the earth to beautify and maintain his creation, to allow the holiness and beauty that is found in heaven to be manifest on the earth. I like to sing it this way. As in heaven, so on earth. We get that from the Lord's Prayer. We, the created, represent God's wisdom, his love, his holiness, his righteousness, his faithfulness on the earth. We are God's mouth, his voice. We are his eyes, his ears, hands, his feet, his arms, his legs. We are the heart of God here on the earth to represent him in all his glory. We carry the Spirit of God within us to empower us to accomplish what God would have us accomplish. You know, St. Patrick said it wonderfully in his prayer passed down through the generations. If our prayers were this good, we'd become a mighty people of God. So St. Patrick of Ireland in the 5th century, it's called the Prayer of St. Patrick. I rise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity. through a belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth and his baptism, through the strength of his crucifixion and his burial, through the strength of his resurrection and his ascension, through the strength of his descent for the judgment of doom. I arise today through the strength of the love of cherubim, in obedience of angels, in service of archangels, in the hope of resurrection to meet with reward, in prayers of the patriarchs, in preachings of the apostles, in faith of confessors, in innocence of virgins, in deeds of righteous men. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of the sun, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of the wind, depth of the sea, stability of the earth, firmness of the rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's hosts to save me from snares of the devil, from temptations of vices, from everyone who desires me ill, near and afar. Alone or in a multitude, I summon today all these powers between me and evil, against every cruel, merciless power that opposes my body and soul. Against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of woman and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul. Christ, shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that reward may come to me in abundance. Christ with me. Every man who speaks of me, Christ in the eyes of everyone that sees me, Christ in the ear that hears me, I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, a belief in the threeness, through a confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. St. Patrick won Ireland for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the Irish. They were saved and went out into the world and preached Jesus Christ. Cahill argues that the Irish monastic scribes saved civilization by copying and preserving the remnants of classical knowledge that survived in the West when the Roman Empire fell. The world would have lost many books were it not for those efforts. For those who don't believe in God, it's hard for me to understand how they can see anything good in the world. If everything came together by chance, then there's no purpose, no design, no plan to this life. And if you have no purpose, then what do you live for? There's a chance you could be rich or poor, sickly or healthy, part of a caste system and at the lowest rung of the ladder. Or you could become a multimillionaire. None of it would have any meaning. You could have a great heart and support the poor and sick and needy, but it would be of no consequence because there'd be just chance. If you were wonderfully intelligent, educated yourself, and improved your position in life, and then someone comes along and steals and destroys everything you work so hard to build, you can't complain. You can't blame. You can't blame the one that created the chaos in your life. It's just chance. No right or wrong. No good, no bad. Not even a good or bad purpose, just chance. You can't say a life well lived. It was some accident or act of nature that promoted you or discarded you. It's all chance. But for those who believe in God and see God's handiwork in creation, then we see that everything has purpose, that human beings is a supreme being with natural and supernatural abilities, made in the image and likeness of the Creator of the universe. With similar attributes and likenesses, humans are body, soul, spirit, created with purpose and dignity, carrying the image of God here on the earth. Created with purpose to represent God on the earth, carrying His law written in our hearts, carrying His love, filling us regularly with that divine love as it is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, representing His mercy, His grace, His compassion for all people. Romans 5:5, or Romans double nickels. Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Well, when you're saved and you get the Holy Spirit, you can get that fullness of love on a regular basis. And we want it, we need it. We humans are body, soul, and spirit. We are spirit beings. We have a soul, our mind, will, and emotions. We live in a body. Male and female created He them. God created them to be equal. Most of the time in Scripture, when we see the word man, it refers to male and female equally for all humankind. Let's take a look at a couple of Scriptures in different versions of the Bible and see what it says about the creation of man, humans, or Adam. Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, all the earth, every creeping thing creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created them. God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth." So in the King James Version, he says, "Male and female created He them, and blessed them, and called them Adam," the day when they were created. In the CEB, "and created them male and female, He blessed them and called them humanity on the day they were created." In the CEV, it says, "God created men and women to be like Himself, gave them His blessing, and called them human beings." He created them male and female in the ERV. And on the same day He made them, He blessed them and called them humans. In the EHV, it says He created them male and female and blessed them on that day, and He created them, He named them mankind. In the ESV, "male and female, He created them, and blessed them and named them man when they were created. And a number of versions named them Adam when they were created. So when you start to look at it in the light of male and female, they're created equal. So we can see from these different versions, the Bible speaks of Adam, humanity, human beings, humans, mankind, and man, all as one and the same. When we see the word man in the Bible, it speaks to all of us. The day when they were created, male and female, they were created equal in nature, dignity, and power. And what God has established in heaven and on earth, let not man put asunder, defile, or corrupt. We're so easy to do that. God created the heavens and earth and mankind. He created all of us, humankind, equal regardless of sex or race or color. When he created the male and female and he called them Adam or humans, he made no distinction about ruling and reigning. They created equally to rule and reign together, to represent and worship God together. Psalm 148 is a beautiful psalm of creation, and it calls us to do the same thing as it calls every one of this psalm to do. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the sky above. Praise him high in the heavens. Praise him all his angels. Praise him all his armies in heaven. Praise him sun and moon. Praise him all bright stars. Praise him skies above and water above the sky. They should all praise the name of the Lord, for it was his command that created them. He has fixed them in their places for all time. Nothing can change the command that he has given. Praise the Lord from the earth. Praise him, sea monsters and all the deep seas. Praise him, fire and hail, snow and clouds. Praise him, wind and storm. You obey his commands. Praise him, mountains and all hills. Praise him, fruit trees and trees in the forest. Praise him, wild animals and farm animals. Praise him, snakes and birds. Praise him, kings over all the world and people of every nation. Praise him, princes and all rulers. Praise him, young men and young women. Praise him, old men as well as children. They should all praise the name of the Lord, for only the Lord's name is great above all other names. He is the King who rules over heaven and earth, and we should be praising him for creating us. Someone might say he created the male or man first and then the woman. That is the way the word explains it, but it does not say that one was wiser, more intelligent, more capable, or more powerful than the other. The male may have been first, but the woman is the one who brought every other life into this world. There isn't any man on the earth today who didn't come from a woman. So men would not be here without the woman. Mothers play the most important role in keeping mankind alive in the world. There came a distinction, though, after the deception, the experience in the Garden of Genesis. That distinction isn't to set one over the other. It's a metaphor. It's for us to see and learn what happens when we accept the lie of the world, the flesh or the devil. When we believe the deception, we become the servant of the enemy, and we push the hand of God and his presence away from us. Believing the lie, the deception, brings a curse upon us. Living under a curse, being deceived and departing from the truth, makes a lot more difficult, life a lot more difficult in this world. Not only are we deceived, but we lead others into deception. Our ideas of life are twisted. We pass that on in our everyday living. We can't touch those around us, family, neighbors, friends, workmates, people we visit, see in everyday life, with truth or a lie, because we are made in the image and the likeness of God. Even while we are living a lie, we can still do some good, which comes from God's creative force that we receive when we're given life. we are not completely right with God, and we do good to praise ourselves when we do good, we praise ourselves instead of praising God. As long as we remain under the curse or the lie, deception, we remain far from God, hiding away from God just as Adam and Eve hid from God. When we realize that we have gone wrong and repent and turn to God for his truth and righteousness, we can find forgiveness and be cleansed of our sin, unrighteousness, cleansed of shame and guilt that comes along with it. We can rise again and walk with God again as often as we confess our sins. He is there with open arms, waiting to forgive and love you back into his kingdom. Proverbs 24:16 says, though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. And 1 John 1:9 is something we can fall back on and go to sleep on at night like a pillow. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just. Will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now, if there's anyone who's missed it, desires to get on the right track, out from under the curse, and represent God as we should, take this first step and say a simple prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you lived and died and rose again so I could be forgiven of my sins and have eternal life. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Sin darkens the soul and weakens the will. When we say a prayer like that, we start to see things in life differently. We have more light and understanding. We can see more of the difference between good and evil, light and darkness. We receive the Holy Spirit to live in us and with us, to give us the strength and resolve to stay away from sin and live for God. My friends, if you said that prayer, why don't I just repeat it one more time? It's a simple prayer. You say, Lord Jesus, I believe you lived and died, was crucified, and rose again for the forgiveness of my sins, so I could be free from shame and guilt. And Lord, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and be Lord of my life. My friends, say a prayer like that. Start a new life. You'll have different vision. You'll see the world completely differently. Sometimes it takes time. Our old habits are still with us. But we've given the Holy Spirit to help us overcome those old habits, start creating new habits, a life that represents God on the earth as a witness for heaven on earth, as a witness for God and Jesus Christ with the power, empowerment of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I hope you said that prayer. I hope you start living for God, because we can change the world if we do. Amen. God bless you, saints. Joe and Shannon, it's all yours.
Great word, Brother John. Brother Joseph, over to you. Check and see
very,
if you
very
muted.
Powerful word, Brother Shannon. Very powerful word, Brother John. Continuing about with the creation, and it just it's just like a the hand fitting right into the glove perfectly. And we praise God for that. In the beginning, yes, there's only one that never had a beginning and never will have an end. Well, actually three: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They've always been and they always will be. And those that call upon the name of the Lord, as you said, brother, will be saved from their sins and not judged for their sins. And God wishes no one to go to hell. Hell was made for Satan and the fallen angels and the demons, and that was it. But man chooses the way to go. There's two ways, straight and narrow, which is the blood of Jesus Christ and the cross. And the other one is wide and destructive, and many be on it. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Receive Christ in your life, and you'll have a transformation. So, Brother Shannon, let's do communion, and let's play that wonderful communion song before we take communion.
All right. Welcome aboard, everybody. And before we do, Brother John, what would you like to title the show for tonight?
Man, the First Witness.
Okay, excellent. Every week we give you an opportunity to join with us here on this program and others and take communion. And I'm going to read the communion verse that we use, play a song, and then those who would like to join us can. Now, communion is where we honor the Lord Jesus Christ, show his death till he comes. Luke 22 says, verse 19, "And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." So when we take communion, we're meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you meet him, you want to come prepared to meet him. You want to have repented of all your sins, forgiven anybody who has harmed you, that you've been holding on to any unforgiveness towards, and be a believer, follower of Jesus Christ. If you can meet those conditions, then join us and take communion. You need some grape juice or wine, some matzah or some bread, cracker, and we're going to play the song now. And as we do, you know, prepare your hearts. If you're ready to meet Jesus tonight at the supper table, then take communion. If you're not, then that's a good indicator you're not ready to meet him if you were to die tonight. Because we need to be ready to meet Jesus at all times. And it's too late when the spirit leaves your body to forgive others that need to be forgiven or to repent to the Lord Jesus Christ of any sins that we have committed. You don't want to leave your body and go to meet Jesus not prepared to meet him. Because if you die in your sin, then it's judgment time. When we meet the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be judgment time. And you want to judge yourself now, get rid of those sins, have a clean slate, and be ready to meet Jesus. So take communion often. And if you're ready to take communion, then you're ready to meet Jesus if he were to call you home or come back at the last trump, whichever comes first. Hope you enjoy this song. Here we go.
He said, "This is my body," as he held up the bread. "Each time you eat of it, remember that I was broken for you, just like the bread. My body broken just for you. And this is my blood," he took the cup and said, "Each time you drink of it, remember that it's a token of the blood I shed. Or take the cup I pour for you. A new covenant I give to you. Poured out my He said, "This is my body," as he held up the bread. "Each time you eat of it, remember that I was broken for you, just like the bread. My body broken just for you. And this is my blood," he took. took the cup and said, each time you drink of it, remember that it's a token of the blood I shed. Oh, take the cup I pour for you, a new covenant I give to you. Poured out my love so you could live my life. Always remember that I died for you. When you eat of the bread and drink the wine, for I am the Passover lamb, the one prophesied. I came to be the sin offering, the final sacrifice. The new covenant I give to you, poured out my love so you could live.
Hope you enjoyed that song. Thank you, Brother Joseph, for sending us the link to it. Beautiful music. Brother Joseph, over to you.
Amen, Brother Shannon. Well, praise God. What we do on New Hope, on Omega Man, when we do take the drink the cup, we say three times, Hail to my King Jesus, in honor of the Trinity. And then once, hail to our King Jesus. And if the Trinity did not all agree that Jesus was to die on the cross, we would all be doomed. If one said no, we would all been doomed. But they've always agreed all the time on everything. And Jesus says, I only do what my Father said. So we honor the Trinity, and by saying hail to my King Jesus three times, and then once, hail to our King Jesus, for those who are taking communion with us. And as Brother Shannon said, I highly recommend you take it often at home and see what the Lord will do for you spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially as you honor his death, burial, and resurrection and soon coming King. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Blessed art thou, O Lord, our God, for your broken body, as it says in Psalm 103, that you forgive our sins. Lord God, and it says also that you heal all our diseases. So if there's any sicknesses in our bodies, Lord God, whatever they might be, a heart condition, Father, in Jesus' name, might be, Father, pneumonia, might be COVID, whatever it might be, cancer, sickle cell anemia, it has to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It can't stay because Jesus died on the cross for our sins so that we could have healing, as we said earlier, as the children's bread. So we thank you, Father, as we partake in the broken body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for honoring your word and bringing healing to our body in Jesus' name. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, barei pri hagafen. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who commands us to drink fruit from the vine. Hail to my King Jesus. Hail to my King Jesus. Hail to my King Jesus. Hail to our King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's power in your blood, healing in your blood, deliverance in your blood, faith in your blood, hope in your blood, peace in your blood, joy in your blood, love in your blood, mercy in your blood, and great grace in your blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes us white as snow. We thank you, God, we're white as snow because of your blood. You threw our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, and you remember them no more. As far as the east is from the west, so is our sins forgiven. We thank you, Father, that the eraser that erased our sins on your blackboard is your shed blood and broken body at Calvary. We thank you for building up our immune system, protecting us from sickness and disease. Put a wall of fire around us, Zechariah 2:5, protecting us. Anything coming against us will touch that wall of fire and die. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's partake with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ for his honor and glory. Amen.
Amen. Great amen. Broadcast tonight. Brother Joseph, would you all like to give out your contact information?
Yes, Brother Shannon. Anybody would like to send an email to me, Brother Joe at newhopeinthelord.com. If you'd like to support our ministry, we thank God for those who have been supporting it. I know you're blessed and you'll continue to be blessed. You know, it says, I'll bless those that bless the Jew. And we have a Jewish ministry, I'm a Jewish man, and the ministry we've had is for many, many, many years. You could go to paypal.me/Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, 727, or through Zelle at rev.joseph@aol.com. You can go get some really fantastic information on our website, newhopeinthelord.com. And you can watch our YouTube channel, and you can see Shannon Davis and John Cassandra. Both of them have shared their testimony on my YouTube channel. And subscribe. We appreciate it. And you'll be blessed.
Amen. NewHopeInTheLord.com. Thank you, Brother John, for coming on tonight. It was a great word, and look forward to having you back on again soon.
Sounds good.
God bless you, Brother John. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Tremendous word. Thank you. God bless you, Brother Shannon.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We are having trouble tonight. Blog Talk is down, and MixLR is on the blink. But we're still here. And if you have trouble on those platforms, you can always try my website, OmegaManRadio.com, where we have Icecast server.